I had never considered myself to be the kind of woman who found excitement in the roving eyes of young men. I've been familiar, at least in passing, with the most of the words that boys toss around, even if I find them to be more juvenile than salacious, MILF, cougar, etc. But these were more likely to elicit an eye roll from me than anything bordering interest. Not that I'm approved, by any means, but being a single mother, I found the interest of young men to be more a distraction than anything. I was always so focused on the daily grind of trying to survive that the very thought of dating or attention from a man, particularly younger men, seemed more like an unnecessary distraction than anything. For nearly 2 decades, my life was about grocery trips, finances, double shifts, and making sure my son got into a good college. But I missed something along the way, though I never knew it until I found the house empty and quiet for the first time in 18 years. When I looked in the mirror, really looked, I saw a woman that was tired and maybe feeling empty. For the first time in recent memory, I realized maybe I had shut myself off from the world, and that it might not be easy to open up that door again. I tried blind dates. I tried matchmaking services. I even tried social dating apps. And while there was an ample opportunity to get back into that saddle, so to speak, the truth was, I felt as far removed from the offerings of middle-aged dating as I did from the image of that tired woman in the mirror. I did find out, at least, that I still had it. The way my date's eyes kept darting to my chest, or the way a hand would slip from my lower back to my ass, I knew that, at least in a physical sense. I was still able to attract attention. But these men were all low-hanging fruit, at least in my mind. I was no more in need of a vanilla one-night fuck than I was in need of being wined and dined. I wanted passion, not just lust. To really feel wanted, needed, not as some easy lay, but as something more. I didn't want to be looked at as a woman who was a conquest. I wanted to be looked at as the conquest. Not one of the myriad of blind dates or dating profiles ever gave me anything close to that. And more often than not, I found myself daydreaming of some mysterious stranger whose face was always hidden, who could assume those traits. I even found myself thinking of my dark stranger in the middle of my dates. Until one day, I realized that my shadowy lover did have a face. His name was William, and he was my son's best friend throughout high school. He wasn't the most athletic young man. He wasn't the most talented, or most academic either. In all those regards, he was simply average, I suppose. But there was something in his eyes, something that grew as he got older, something that I always knew was there, but never really noticed until I was alone, in my empty house, in the empty dark. William had stayed behind after high school. He took classes at the community college, and he worked odd jobs around town to earn money for classes. He was well-liked by everyone, but I had a strong suspicion that this was because he was so quiet, more than any other reason. I liked him for an altogether different reason. William's quiet demeanor had an intensity to it. It was as if just beneath the surface, there was a fire burning like a supernova in him. When he looked at me, it was with the eyes of a much older man. He saw right down to the center of me, through 20 years of motherhood, to the woman who was so much more than a good cook or a homemaker. He saw me. Often at night, after yet another boring evening at the movies with yet another cardboard cutout with a cock, I would lie in my bed, my legs spread as far as open as I could, my fingers stuffed inside of myself, and imagine it was my passionate stranger inside of me. My stranger with William's face. I thought of him so much, I wonder if maybe I was becoming obsessed with the young man. I tried to put these thoughts away, but they only grew stronger and forced their way back into the forefront of my mind at the most inopportune times. It wasn't long before I found myself calling William up, asking him if he could help me with the repairs or chores around the house that had been put off for far too long. He was always happy to come by and help. I was happy to watch. And on more than one occasion, I could have sworn I had caught him watching me, his eyes grazing over me when I bent over to empty the dishwasher, or settling on my full breast when I made a pitcher of tea. It wasn't the same look that lustful men had given me, the ones that made me feel like nothing but tit and ass and a hidden and quitted MILF. No, it was something more. Something that made me feel warm and dizzy inside. It was exciting. I began to dress in tighter-fitting clothing when I knew he was dropping by. I found more opportunities to let him steal those glances. It wasn't long before I realized that the more I did it, the more I found myself wanting to push that line. And his willingness to let it be pushed excited me more than it deterred me. I began to wonder just how far I was going to go. And I began to stop myself questioning how far it should go. When it happened, I had never expected it to. It was a cool October Saturday, and William had offered the weekend before to come by and mow the lawn. As the day approached, a colony of butterflies fluttered down inside me, growing bigger almost by the hour. I hadn't realized just how much I was looking forward to his visit until the doorbell rang, and I opened it to find him standing there in a white t-shirt and khakis, a playful yet friendly little smile on his lips.
"Hey, Miss G, just let you know I'm here. I'm going to go ahead and get started, if you don't mind."
I smiled and told him where the lawnmower and gas can were, and when he disappeared around the corner, I had to go back inside and sit down. I could feel a flush coming over me, and a heat radiating from inside my chest that I recognized, even after almost 20 years. I closed my eyes and rubbed them, trying to compose myself, to talk some sense into whatever this feeling was inside of me. There was another knock on the door, this one more urgent. Snatched from my reverie, I opened the door to find William again, this time his eyes wide. He was holding his hand up, and a trickle of blood was flowing down his forearm.
"Oh my God, what happened?"
I almost shouted, throwing the door open and pulling William inside the house.
"It's fine, Miss G. It really looks worse than it is. I promise."
I took him to the kitchen and sat him down at the table. Looking at his hand, I could see a deep cut on his forefinger, where blood still freely flowed. It didn't look deep enough for stitches, but it was definitely a bleeder. "Okay, put some pressure on it, hon, and I'll go get some washcloths in my kit." William nodded almost meekly, and I ran to my bathroom, searching under the cabinet for my first aid box. When I stood up, I glanced at myself in the mirror. My hair was frizzier than usual, but not really out of place. I was wearing a favorite summer floral print house dress with a button V-neck that accentuated my breasts beyond the full C-cup they were, and with a tailored skirt that flared out before stopping mid-thigh. I don't know what made me do it, but I set down the first aid kit, reached up, unbuttoned the top two buttons, and adjusted my dress, letting more cleavage than necessary slip into view. I stepped back, turned to the side, ran my hand down my tummy and thighs. I looked good. I knew it. But I didn't just want to look good. I wanted to see just how far it would go. I slipped my hand under the collar of my dress and down my opposite sleeve, then slipped out of my bra straps. Then I unclasped my bra and pulled it out, dropping it to the floor. I looked at myself in the mirror again. I could see how excited I already was at the very prospect of going back out there looking like this. My hardened nipples were clearly outlined against the dress. I felt the butterflies coming back again. I did my best to ignore them, grabbed the first aid kit off the counter, and walked back into the kitchen. William was still sitting there, holding his injured hand up. I walked around behind him, leaning over and setting the kit on the table. My breasts pressed up against the back of his head as I did it, and I thought I could feel him tense up just for a moment. Then he relaxed and reached for the first aid kit. I stepped around him and reached out, shooing his hand away. "No, no, let me," I said softly. When he looked at me, his lips opened a little, but he said nothing. His eyes ran over me just once, then locked on mine again.
Thank you, Miss G, he almost croaked.
I took his hand, turned it over, looked at his finger. I made sure to let my touch be light, gentle, and almost as if I were slowly tracing just my fingertips over his skin. "Call me by my name, William." "Thank you, Ava," he said again, this time with more confidence. I smiled at him, then turned my attention to his hand. I cleaned the blood and found the cut was more superficial than I originally assumed. I reached into the first aid kit and brought out a Band-Aid and alcohol swab. Then I slowly sank down to my knees in front of him and began to clean the wound. I slowly rubbed the alcohol around his finger. I traced my fingers over his hand while I did it, softly stroking the skin, feeling how soft and smooth it was under my touch. I smiled at him, then turned my attention to his hand. I cleaned the blood and found that the cut was more superficial than I originally assumed. I reached into the first aid kit and brought out a Band-Aid and an alcohol swab. Then I slowly sank down to my knees in front of him and began to clean the wound. I slowly rubbed the alcohol swab around his finger. I traced my fingers over his hand while I did it, softly stroking the skin, feeling how soft and smooth it was under my touch. I could hear his breathing begin to quicken and grow deeper. I pulled his hand closer, as though I was inspecting it, letting him see fully down my dress. My nipples were aching now, my skin puckering as I relished the thought of his eyes roaming freely over me. I drew his hand closer to me, pretending to inspect it, and let the back of his fingers fleetly brush over the warm, flushed skin of my breast. His breath caught in his throat, but he didn't pull back. I looked up, as innocently as I could, and met his gaze. His eyes were on fire, and he was biting his lip. I knew that look. I could feel that look through my thighs and more. "I think I stopped the bleeding now. We just need to make sure it's clean," I whispered. Then, I brought his hand up to my mouth and set his finger between my lips, sucking back gently. William suddenly grabbed me, pulled me toward him, and I did not resist. He crushed my body into his, kissed me deeply, and I kissed back, the last vestige of propriety melting away as I surrendered to the heat that now billowed upward from my thighs like a bonfire. I could feel his tongue trace over my lips. I hungrily opened my mouth and met him. Then his arms were around me, his hands greedily pulling at me. His fingers were wide open, as if he couldn't fill his hands with enough of my body. He needed me, and I needed him. Whatever it took, I was going to have my fill of him. I tried to grab his arm, pull his hand back around in front of me, but they were on my ass now, pulling me into his lap. I spread my legs and straddled him in the chair. It squeaked on the linoleum floor as he scooted backwards, giving me room to settle down on him. I reached down and tore at the button of my dress. The blouse flopped open like a sheet hanging on a dry, clean line, and I reached inside with one hand, tugging at the dress with the other. I pulled my breast out, grabbed the back of his head, guiding his lips to my smooth skin. He clamped down my nipple and sucked back hard, his teeth breaking hungrily at my flesh. I opened my mouth and let out a shaky, whimpering moan, the sound of a woman who has not been touched like that in 20 years would make. "Oh God, yes. Please. Please." I managed to squeak out. The fire that was burning in my abdomen now spread throughout my chest, radiating outward. His hands were tearing at my dress now, ripping it open from the front. My tits spilled out,
and he grabbed them in his hands, pushed them together, shoved both my nipples into his mouth at once like a greedy animal. The sensation was like an atom bomb going off. My head fell back and I moaned loudly. I began to gyrate my hips uncontrollably, rubbing myself on his lap through the thin covering of my panties. His lips were on my neck now, his hands still kneading at my breasts. I grabbed his wrists and brought them back down to my ass. Lift it up. Lift my skirt. I want you to do it. I managed to say through heavy breaths. No sooner were the words out of my mouth before I felt the dress sliding up my thighs and his fingers pushing around the thin material of my panties. He grabbed at me, pulled me even closer, and I could feel the power of his knee, the desire he had, not just for a fuck, but for me. It was intoxicating, and I knew I was losing control. I also knew that I didn't care anymore. I grabbed a fistful of his hair at the back of his head and yanked back hard. He made a sound I hadn't heard in a very long time. It was almost a growl, and something about it stoked the flames inside me, but I did my best not to rush it. I wanted to enjoy this, every second of it. "Shh," I said, still rolling my hips against him, as his fingers dug into my flesh of my ass. "I want you to touch me. Please, I need you to touch me now." He didn't question where. His fingers were already sliding around in front of me now and pushing inside my panties. Before I was ready for it, his fingers were brushing over me, and I can feel for the first time just how wet I already was. I clenched my eyes shut tight and rolled my hips harder, trying to rub my wet pussy against his hand. "Yes. Please. Please, please do it. Do it. Please," I gasped. I felt a jolt of pain, then a wave of pleasure as his fingers slowly entered me. Just one at first, then two, then three. I moaned loudly, my eyes rolling back, and my thighs began to tremble. My head rolled over, and I felt myself almost passing out as his fingers invaded my pussy. I felt them curl inside me and spread them open just enough to send waves of pleasure through every muscle in my body. I cried out and felt myself already gushing into the palm of his hand. He shoved his fingers deep inside of me, over and over as I bucked against him, my voice growing hoarse as I squealed. I wrapped my legs and arms around him and shuddered uncontrollably. When it was over, I pulled myself off of him and dropped to my knees again. "Take it out. I haven't tasted a man for a long time." "Do it now," I ordered, my hands already pulling at his belt. He helped me, his hands almost shaking as he unbuttoned his pants and pulled down the zipper, raising himself up just enough to pull his pants down. His cock sprang into view, and almost immediately I leaned forward and devoured it. The musky taste swirled around my tongue, and I pushed down as hard as I could, swallowing his cock into my hungry mouth. I heard him groan in a way that made me tremble all over again. I pulled my mouth off him and grabbed his hands, pulling them to the back of my head. "I want you to fuck my mouth, William. Fuck it, do you hear me? I want you to feel it all the way down into my belly." He groaned again and stood up. I sat on my knees, my hands falling to my ankles behind me, my tits heaving as I gasped for breath. William took my head in his hands and plunged his cock into my waiting mouth again. This time, I can feel myself gag and my mouth filled with spit. I felt the saliva and pre-cum already oozing from his cock slip past my lips and dribble down my chin. I was beyond caring. All I wanted was to feel the head of his cock thrust down my throat. I pushed my head all the way down, swallowing him to the base of his cock, and I opened my mouth wider. I shoved my tongue underneath his cock in my mouth, rolled it around, then pushed my tongue out, and looked at his balls as he was still buried in my throat. Oh, my fucking God. I heard him manage to say before he groaned again and pumped himself as deep as he could into my mouth. I was freely drooling now, streams of spit cascading down my chin and covering my tits as I hungrily slurped at William's cock. I didn't care anymore how I looked. I wanted to consume every inch of him. I felt his balls tighten, knew he was getting ready to release, but I didn't want this to end. Not yet. I pulled my mouth off of him, strands of spit bridging from my lips to his cock. I wiped them away, covered my hand in it, and stroked him. Not yet, I managed to say as I gently massaged him. I want to be fucked. I want you to fuck me until I scream, do you hear me? William only nodded and grabbed my wrist, pulling me to my feet. He reached over and swept his arm across the kitchen table, seeing the first aid kit clattering to the ground. Then he shoved me over the table, face first. I gasped, biting my lip. I reached back and grabbed my skirt, lifting it up. I could already feel his fingers grabbing at my panties. Tear them, I gasped. Tear them off. And tear into me, fuck. I felt him grab my panties. I felt the power of his need as he yanked at the fabric. I felt it rip, and I yelped as the feeling of the cool October air washed over my glistening wet cunt. Yes, I hissed, and I spread my feet apart. Then I felt it, the head of his cock rubbing against my pussy lips. My eyes rolled back again, and I felt myself getting lost in it all over again. Then I felt it, the head of his cock rubbing against my pussy lips. My eyes rolled back again, and I felt myself getting lost in it all over again. He was teasing me now. His cock was slick with my spit, and my pussy was practically dripping. Still, he rubbed the smooth head of his cock over my pussy. And when it touched my clit, my legs nearly gave out. I need it. I need it. Give it to me. Please. Do it. Use me, I stammered. Suddenly, he plunged into my cunt from behind with such force the whole table shifted. I cried out and pushed back against him. He held himself there, deep inside my pussy for several seconds before he drew back and hammered to me again, deep. Fuck! I screamed, trembling. He held still again, and I could feel him shaking with effort as he struggled not to pound into me. He withdrew again and thrust forward even harder. I could only whimper like a bitch in heat. He pushed my hand away, and suddenly, I could feel him grab a fistful of my hair and yank it back hard. Fuck. Yes. Do it. Do it, I growled at him. His hips slammed into my ass hard enough that I knew it would leave bruises. My tits ached as his hands squeezed down on them, but I didn't care. The fire he was stoking in my belly as he pounded his 18-year-old cock into me rendered me speechless, almost out of my mind. Before long, I was coming again, crying out in a strained whimper as I felt my tight, thoroughly fucked cunt cream, my pussy juices streaming down my inner thighs. Then I felt him on top of me, lean down on me, his lips pressed into my ear. Fuck me, Ava. I'm so close. I'm so close. I knew what I wanted, and I wasn't about to let him waste it. Don't come in me, I said, and I shoved back against him, then stood up. His cock slipped out of me, but I gave him no time to recover before I was on my knees again, and my throat was siphoned around him once more. This time, it was me who was fucking him with my mouth. I dug my fingers into his hips, holding him still, as I jammed my head down his cock with wild abandon. I felt his balls tighten, heard his groans grow deeper. I knew he was ready. I slipped his cock from my mouth, wrapped my hands around it, and jerked him hard. I didn't have to wait long before a thick cascade of white, hot cum erupted from him and splattered over my face. I opened my mouth, tried to catch it, but I missed. I let my head fall back,
closed my eyes and felt the warm, thick cum gush over my neck and tits. The feeling of his passion showering over me sent another trickle of shivers through my body until finally, exhausted and spent, William collapsed in the chair. I knelt, though, for a long time, licking my fingers clean as I rubbed my pussy. Then, almost as if nothing happened, we adjusted our clothing, and I saw William through the door. After I sent the young man home, I went back to the bathroom and looked at myself in the mirror. The evidence of William's passion still clung to my skin, and I smiled at the woman I saw in the mirror now. There was a new life in her eyes, something I couldn't describe, but it was there nonetheless. Oh, how I can hardly wait until next Saturday.